start to talk to people about vaccines, and one thing becomes instantly clear. It's a touchy subject.
I have learned that it's honestly like not something to talk about with other moms.
Lily Borgeson lives in Sebastopol with her husband and her daughter, Mesa.
She turned 3 in December.
Now, Mesa is vaccinated, as recommended by her doctor. But before getting the vaccines, Borgeson spent months worrying about what to do.
I guess I just wasn't very aware of the debate until I had a child. And I really went back and forth on what to do. There's such strong opinions here. And I just didn't expect this like hard decision that I would have to make.
In her community in Sebastopol, many parents speak out against vaccines. They worry the injections expose their children to needless risk. In the early 2000s, there was a radical shift in parent perceptions regarding vaccines. One study, which got a lot of media attention and has since been retracted, reported a link between vaccines and autism in 8 children. Other researchers could not replicate this result, and after extensive review, the medical community almost universally encourages parents to have their children vaccinated.
When we look at the risks and the benefits definitely outweigh the risks.
Becky Raymond is the school nurse for Sebastopol Union Elementary. Her school district has the highest rate of parents opting out of the normal vaccination regime in the county. For the entire district, 41% of students are missing some or all of their vaccines. The exemption rate around the state is less than 3%. So Raymond worries about seeing outbreaks in her schools.
It is a big concern. It's a big public health concern. And years go by where we don't see any communicable diseases. And then all of a sudden, we see an outbreak of pertussis, or there's measles in California now, a vaccine-preventable disease that can have terrible consequences, especially for young people.
Measles is a disease that was considered gone from the United States in the mid-2000s, but it is making a comeback. In California, there have already been 56 confirmed cases of measles this year. The Bay Area, and the North Bay in particular, has an unusually high rate of unvaccinated children. This is in part because in some communities, parents feel under intense pressure to leave their children unvaccinated. That's what gave Lily Borgeson pause.
In my local community, there's such a resistance to it.
And to this day, she still sometimes doubts her decision to have her daughter vaccinated. She says in her community, parents like to boast about things that they have withheld from their children. Movies, synthetic fibers, or plastic utensils.
And I just feel like vaccinations is worth like a lot of points in that contest.
But a new state law has gone into effect this year, designed to require parents who want to opt out of vaccines to consult with a medical professional. And public health officials hope that this requirement will shift the debate away from contentious online forums and debates with neighbors and toward more meaningful conversations with healthcare providers. They hope, in the future, that outbreaks of disease that can be prevented with vaccines will once again be a thing of the past. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.